dying bird bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm bird bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
So, of everything I have said, we then become a vehicle for which the Holy Spirit does His praying. We become a facilitator of the prayers of the Father by speaking in a tongue, in other tongues. Now, listen to Romans 8, 26 from other translations. The Holy Spirit gives us assistance in our weakness. The Holy Spirit gives us help in our infirmity. And we know that that word infirmity is not sickness, it's not disease or anything. That word infirmity means an inability to produce results. So what we could say is the Holy Spirit helps our inability to produce results. Here's another one. The Holy Spirit takes hold on the other end. Here's another one. He helps because we are so limited. Now, this is my favorite one. When we can't choose the right words in order to pray properly, the Spirit expresses our plea in a way that could never be put into our words. We also have the Spirit who compensates for all of our inadequacies. Isn't that beautiful? You know, I believe that was it Terry that said that there would be a thrust from this meeting? I believe that this is going to be one of the thrusts, because what is going to happen to us is we're going to learn more of the value. We're going to learn more of why we pray in tongues. What is this? Why are we doing this? There are rooms, there are dimensions, there are deeper places that we have never, ever been in before, and or maybe momentarily we access that place. There was a prophecy last summer by Brother Hagin Jr. He said there are vast continents of the Spirit never explored. Vast continents of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to read from Brother Hagin's book. This is called Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. And I'm going to read you here what he said. Now, listen to this very carefully. We have seen, he's talking about the different waves, the glory, when the glory came, different waves of the Spirit. We have seen the wave called the healing revival. We have seen the wave called the charismatic movement. We have seen the wave of faith and teaching of God's word. But when there's coming another wave, it's the wave of the Holy Ghost. Oh yes, we've seen the power of the Holy Ghost in a limited fashion. But a wave is coming that will bring His power on a higher level and in a far greater measure than we have ever seen heretofore. I can see that wave out yonder, deep on the waters. It's coming. The waves of the Holy Ghost power are building higher. Don't stay on the old wave of yesterday's move of the Spirit. Swim out into the deep waters of the Spirit realm by praying in the Holy Ghost, and get on the next wave of God's purposes for this hour. Then keep on praying so you can ride that new wave as it builds and builds in divine power and glory. The Lord said this to me. There are depths of prayer and intercession in the Spirit that will be lost unless we, who are experienced in prayer somehow get those truths over to the next generation. I've known a few folks over the years who were great intercessors and who became experts in the deeper realms of praying in the Holy Ghost. But God wants more who can pray like those few. He must have more believers who know how to pray in the deeper realm, because there is a job to get done in these last days. If His plans and purposes are to be fulfilled in this late hour, more and more of His people must say to their flesh, say no to their flesh, and spend time praying out divine mysteries. You know, several decades ago, we all got concerned when the Russians put the first Sputnik satellite up in space. We spent billions of dollars to get ahead of them in the space race and to put the first astronauts up there. However, when our first astronauts went up into space, they didn't get very far. They barely got out over to the Earth's atmosphere, entering only into the very edge of space. Why didn't they go further? Why didn't they go to the moon the first try? Because they hadn't been out there far enough before. They didn't know how to maneuver in space. There is a moving out beyond time. Moving out beyond time. There's a moving out beyond time and space into the realm of the Spirit that is beyond my ability to describe. Some have walked out into that realm of prayer only far enough to get their feet wet. Like children wading in the water, they talk about all they have experienced and how wonderful all of those things are. These people have only touched the realm of the Spirit. They need to wade on out into the depths of the Spirit until it's knee deep, loin deep, and then get so deep they can't possibly touch the ocean bottom. Then they can swim on out and enjoy the fullness of what God has for them in prayer. Now, I want us to go over then to Romans, the 12th chapter. And you know this scripture really, really well. Speaking here of faith. And we've used this scripture through the years to teach on faith, you know, the different measures of faith for prosperity, for healing, and for different things. But actually, this scripture right here is talking about faith to minister. That is the context in which it was written. It's talking about faith for us to minister. And notice what it says, verse 3, Romans 12. For by the grace, unmerited favor of God given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate and to think of himself more highly than he ought, but to rate his ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith appropriated or apportioned by God to him. Then he goes on talking about the body here. And then he starts talking about the gifts. In verse 6, he says, and having gifts that differ, let us prophesy according to the measure of our faith. Then he goes on for service and teaching. Let us teach according to the measure of our faith. And let's exhort according to the measure of our faith. And he goes on down talking this way. So in other words, you could say then that you're going to prophesy according to the measure of your faith. Well, then I'm going to say this. You can cultivate and you can develop tongues to a level where your measure of faith increases and your tongues increase. They can develop by your faith. You know that because you never heard anybody pray in other tongues that didn't believe in it. You have to use your faith. So when we start just praying in tongues, it can seem very simple. It can seem very simple, very repetitious. But then we start using our faith and schooling ourselves in tongues. We'll start schooling ourselves in it. We have a missions pastor, and he was with me back when we started corporate prayer back in the early, in 1980, 81 in our church. And he learned so much about tongues. And his tongue is so highly developed, even today. His tongue is so easy to interpret. Why? Because he has developed it. I know my connection with Philip Halverson, who he is the greatest praying man of this generation. And the Lord helped us to get connected with him in the early 1980s. And I would watch him and I would listen. Well, when he prayed, you almost had to watch him.
That's true.
You couldn't help it. It would be, sometimes you'd keep one eye open or you'd be like this. Anyway, because when you were with him and you heard him pray, it was like, if a man can know God like that, it helps you to know God in that kind of way. And so we need to use our faith to develop in our tongues. Now, Billy has had us for, I don't know how long that's been now, praying for 30 minutes in other tongues. But let's add something to that. Let's add faith to that for it to develop and cultivate. Okay. Now, on this note, just naturally, just in the natural, our vocabulary and our use of language, just the language that, say, our mother tongue is English, the use of language, of words, of phrases, that vocabulary grows daily. Think just of words and of phrases, just naturally, that have been added to our world in the past 10 years. Just take one field or one category. Think about technology. Words like internet, YouTube, phrase like go online.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.